A teaching residency program here in Chattanooga is partnering with a national effort to recruit, develop, and retain Black educators. Project Inspire, run by Chattanooga's Public Education Foundation, is participating in the Black Educators Initiative through the National Center for Teacher Residencies. Mark Neal is the director of Project Inspire. Jonathan Brown is a Project Inspire alum, and he now teaches first grade at Orchard Knob Elementary School. Mark, Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Tell us more about this initiative.
The Black Educator Initiative, which is a national initiative funded by a group called the Ballmer Group, operated by our partners at the National Center for Teacher Residencies. And that's a group of about 30 teacher residency programs, similar to Project Inspire here in Chattanooga. And we're all working together to increase the recruitment and retention of Black educators.
Most people listening to us know why that's important, but just if you would, please, both of you, drive home from your experience as educators, how and why it is so important.
One of the first points we always want to make about diversity in general is that it is an asset, both within the school culture and for students and for any group of teachers. And I myself come from a biology, ecology background. So that's just a fundamental aspect of diversity in itself. But within education, there's a lot of emerging research showing that the presence of educators of color drives improvements in achievement for all students. And we also know that students are able to achieve better long-term outcomes in terms of graduation and going on to college when they have that exposure to a diverse and to a teacher of color along the way. But ultimately, here in Hamilton County, we also have to think about students being able to really see themselves in the teaching profession. And so with a student population that is north of 40% in terms of students of color, and I know currently the number of teachers of color is hovering around 10, 11, 12%. So quite a mismatch there that we're hoping through this work to, and really with a lot of strategic partners across the community, and Hamilton County Schools being a real leader and acknowledging the need for improvement there. So that's the big goal, is to get a better balance among the teaching force that's going to look more like and represent the students that are in our community.
It benefits not only students of color, but that of their white counterparts as well. I think looking at the data, if you look at it, it shows that students who have teachers of color are more culturally aware, but also willing to have those cultural conversations because they're willing in spaces that allow them to have that comfort because they have a teacher of color in front of them. So it's easy to recruit. As we always say, you can get Black teachers, but the hardest part is retaining them once they're there. And through this initiative, it allows us to keep these great teachers in front of these students, because the more great teachers that a student has in their lifetime, the more likely they are to go on and do great things. It's really significant because, I mean, I can even pinpoint it personally here. My first year as a teacher resident in Project Inspire, I was paired with a Black mentor or a Black lead teacher. So that was dynamic in having a Black woman and a Black male in the classroom. But we had, of that makeup, we had a white student that year. And before, she just never had conversations surrounding like race and just what it means and things like that. So Black History Month was our favorite time of the year. And she comes up to us afterwards and is like, I didn't know how to talk about this. I didn't know in what ways to talk about this. And take it, this is a first grader. She wanted to have the conversation, just didn't know where to start. But because she had two very diverse teachers of colors in front of her, she felt comfortable enough to have that conversation. And I can only imagine if I caught up with her now, she's currently going to be a third grader, she's going to fourth now. I can see the growth in her and that she has that comfortability now to attack those types of problems. So it benefits all children in the classroom because you're not only putting a great teacher in front of them, you're enabling them with the tools to have these conversations that'll transcend generational conversations and also allow them to be more prepared when they get to that end of the spectrum in high school and college.
Now, this initiative is nationwide. How, where, and when will we start to see its impact here in Hamilton County and in the Chattanooga area?
For us at Project Inspire, this is an opportunity to implement some research-based interventions in terms of recruiting and retaining Black educators. So specifically here in Hamilton County, we are going to be able to launch a couple of new ideas within the Project Inspire residency test them out, pilot them with the hope of scaling them through our partnership with Hamilton County Schools. A couple of those ideas are, first, one-to-one mentorship from an existing Black educator to a Black resident who is training within Project Inspire. And just as a reminder, these are folks who did not study education, but have a college degree and are seeking to gain that training to become a teacher. And Project Inspire offers that through a 14-month experience. So that's one that we're really excited about. And we provide what's called a clinical instructor that Jonathan mentioned. That's exactly what the name implies. That's your host teacher who's teaching you how to teach. But this idea of mentorship's a little bit different, right? Someone who has walked the walk and understands what it means to be a Black educator here in Chattanooga, and an outstanding one, which Jonathan is a great example, as he's already shown you through his work. So that's one idea, is that idea of that mentor, because any professional listening to this understands that they've been able to get where they are through that mentorship as much as anything. And then a second idea we're really excited about, which we see as a larger magnet, I think, to attract potential candidates into teaching and really to strengthen their long-term retention. And this is the idea of a pre-residency internship. And all of these are, as all great ideas are, borrowed from our colleagues in education. But the pre-residency internship would be a hybrid sort of in-person and remote opportunity for someone in the spring of 2022 to really have a mock experience of the residency, to spend 2 or 3 days working beside someone like Jonathan in the school, beginning to engage in some of the coursework we offer, beginning to engage in some of the critical conversations that we have within the residency, and all of that to really improve that sense of fit, that this is where a person wants to be, this is where they want to make their difference, so that they're not really testing that out in front of kids. We're really excited about that pre-residency internship. And all of this that I've just mentioned is going to require a significant amount of community partnership, like I said, both with Hamilton County Schools, but really with churches, community groups. I mean, everyone that has reach across our community. Again, we're testing some pilot things on a small scale, but this is ultimately about broader scale, because Hamilton County Schools, as I said, has really embraced that idea of long-term improvement of recruitment and retention of Black educators, and really all educators of color. So again, you know, the funding supporting this work around Black educators, but we see this as an opportunity to think about teacher diversity at a larger scale.
And I would just add to one thing that it's already been started, but it will be further improved upon, is we have affinity groups within Project Inspire. So this would allow us to further target in those Black educators and create a more formalized space in which we can have programming, just gatherings around time, and allow that space to be created, but also make sure we're doing specific key pinpointed programming for those Black teachers, checking in at times during the year, seeing what they need, and going back through and using that funding to help make sure that we're providing those spaces or the learning or the conversations or the facilitators to give them exactly what they need at that moment in order to help make sure that we're improving that retention. Because as you know, when you come in a cohort with anything, if you can stay with that cohort and stay bonded with them through your years, you're more likely to finish, as seen through college programs and scholarships and things like that. So just trying to, again, like Mark said, taking that idea, turning it into our own, further expanding on those affinity groups and making sure we're strengthening those bonds across the generations or the multiple cohorts of Project Inspire Black alums that we have.
What will you have to keep in mind as you develop and implement these pilot programs, given the experience of the past year, in particular for teachers of color, such as yourself, Jonathan, and for students of color?
The biggest thing, and we kind of alluded to it, but making it more formal, is, as you see with the funding, we've talked about it a little bit, but it's not set in stone, so to say. It allows us this freedom to actually intentionally reach out to our Black educators and say, hey, what do you need from us? How can we come alongside you? How can we support you? And as Mark talked about, it's not just Project Inspire, PEF coming through and saying, we're going to do this alone. It's how can we bring the community together with you? Because I think especially being a Black teacher this past year and teaching Black and Brown students, the biggest thing is that's helped make it through this year has been the community support, has been people coming in and not saying you need to do this, but instead asking me, what can I do for you to help you make it through this year, and coming alongside me and working with me. So I think that's what's the biggest thing that's going to help push this forward and make it a more permanent thing based off of the last year teaching through a pandemic and adjusting on a daily, sometimes minute by minute basis, is using this funding, as we've already outlined and laid out, to come through and say, this is what we have in mind, but it's not concrete. But these are the formal structures that can help give you what you need. You just have to tell us and we'll take it, we'll retool, and we'll come back and make it exactly what you need over the next year.
Jonathan is speaking to an important aspect of teaching that Project Inspire has emphasized and supported even prior to the pandemic and throughout its existence, which is this notion of being a culturally responsive teacher. And as Jonathan spoke, you know, I really think about the social and emotional aspects of kids returning, you know, and families returning full time to school, many from what has been a traumatic experience on top of potentially, you know, other trauma in their lives. So what Jonathan said is powerful in terms of being an educator who is culturally responsive and listening to the community and not trying to impose a scripted curriculum upon groups of students and families. It really does start with listening to what those social and emotional and cultural needs are from the community. And educators have really delivered on that need. We've heard the thanks and just came off Teacher Appreciation Week. I hope that thanks continues to resonate through this community as we restart school next year, because we really have a great opportunity to, as Jonathan said, listen to educators who are listening to the community. And that is just a really powerful piece of Project Inspire. We reemphasize continuously in this program.
And where can people go online to keep up on all the progress?
They can visit Project Inspire's website, projectinspiretn.org. We're also a part of the Public Education Foundation. Chattanooga, pefchattanooga.org is a chance to learn about the broader work of PEF in partnership with Hamilton County Schools.
All right, Mark, Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.